That's a Travis Kelce touchdown. Let's get a live look at Taylor Swift in the box. As you can tell, she is happy because the team she cheers for scored a touchdown. Ooh, and the opposing team scores a touchdown. Let's get another live look at Taylor Swift in the box. She's upset. Only here on CBS. Literally anything that happens, let's see how Taylor sees it. Yep, just standing there watching the same game we are. Fascinating stuff. Make sure you tune in next week for the Super Bowl starring Taylor Swift featuring the Chiefs and the 49ers. Or, Taylor Swift, CBS, yeah.
Taylor Swift's going to the Super Bowl.
Woo, yes, she is. That's my kind of Super Bowl.
And her rookie season made it to the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, not bad.
Lucky charm. That's what I think. We're back. Correct opinions. We have a week. No football this weekend, Katie. Are you excited?
Yes. It's also another special weekend, so it's even better that there's no football.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. Yep. Oh, come on, summer. Spring.
Spring. Yep.
We have a great episode today. We're talking about Stanley Cups. We got a crypto scam from the Lord. Robert De Niro's the dad again. We're happy for him. And we've got plenty of Shelter Kids segments at the end. Let's do this. Sit back, relax, roll music.
Correct opinion.
Can I just start with this? If I see another post about how Brock Purdy makes way less money than every other quarterback, I'm going to lose it. Have you even seen these, Katie?
Nope.
The 49ers are playing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. The 49ers has a second-year quarterback or a rookie?
Second year.
So whenever and he was drafted later in the round. So he's making 800 grand a year or whatever.
He was drafted dead last.
And they're just like, neurosurgeons make more than Brock Purdy, and they just keep reminding Mahomes makes $50 million, and you're going to watch Super Bowl, they're going to say it, and I'm going to lose it. That's just how it works. It's so annoying.
Well, they lucked out with that last draft pick, huh?
They did. I mean, but now that comes with certain, I mean, when he gets paid in a year or two, it will be for millions.
Yeah, people really fall in love with comparison and numbers, and I think because he's just like he's a 23-year-old good-looking young dude, not a lot like extra crazy special about him, so they're like, well, his contract, he's really poor, we could talk about that. He has a roommate in San Francisco.
They love the break, like, it in 34 hours Patrick Mahomes makes the entire salary of Brock Purdy. Yeah, okay, can you not rub it in whenever these big NBA stars, like, he makes $2,800 a second. Yeah, okay. Thanks for breaking that down. They're so rich.
So my wife, Rachel, played volleyball with Brock Purdy's fiance. They're friends. Whoa.
They're good friends?
They are not good friends.
She's kind of regret. Was Rachel like, this girl's a little annoying. Now she's like, oh, I should have.
Dang, should have been nicer to her.
Yeah, should have.
But maybe I could talk to Rachel. I'm like, hey, can you... How does Brock feel about this? Because as much as we see it, he probably sees it. He's like, can you guys stop posting my salary? Yeah. No one else gets their salary posted.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you posting mine all the time?
Oh my gosh.
We know I'm the lowest paid guy. I'm trying my best. Stop telling everyone about it. Yeah, I have a roommate. It's San Francisco. What do you want me to do? It's crazy around here.
Inflation?
Right. I mean, surely he doesn't need a roommate if he's making $800,000.
San Francisco.
You ever been?
Bay Area.
Yeah.
People
started.
Silicon Valley?
Gay Area. Mm-hmm. People starting to call it, which makes the prices go up.
And it's why he has a
roommate. Because there's no crime.
Closeted. Yeah.
Wow.
They're
a lot,
sweet.
A lot there.
I like that you're fighting fire with fire. We're really annoyed with this. Deflecting from what everyone else is already annoyed by on the Chiefs side.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. We're fighting fire with fire, okay? Yeah, the Chiefs, they're doing it again. It's probably getting old, whatever. I like, well, we were talking about this. You had Tom Brady, who was the GOAT, with Giselle. Mm-hmm. Tony Romo, the Dallas Cowboys, used to be the talk of the town. Jessica Simpson.
I remember that. It was pre-social media, and we saw a lot of Jessica Simpson back in the day. And we guess did. What? I never complained about it because I got to look at Jessica Simpson.
And is it the chief? Is it just how things have progressed with the social media and how intimately we know our celebrities now? Or are the Chiefs doing something weird? Because the Kelce, we know his brother, we know his mom, we know his dad, Patrick's brother. His dad's out there smoking cigars, you know. I get how that gets old. Is that just how it's going now?
I think it's a good sign. I think it's showing that the Chiefs are family people.
Oh, she's around. Her name's Randy with an I.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I don't like. But the dad's out there who, he's like, I'm smoking on that Lamar Jackson, which I don't even know what that is. That that's how you talk trash after you beat a guy. You're like, I'm sucking on the cigar. That's his name.
I don't know. He did it last year.
I kind of walked into that. I wasn't even trying to. But he did that with the Joe Burrow. He's like, I'm smoking on Joe Burrow. I'm like, what? You have him in your mouth? is this like a diss?
What is this where Jackson
this
gets
thing
it from?
I'm enjoying? Yeah, I was relaxing me. Yeah. It's that's what I'm gonna start doing. Whenever I just own Katie an argument, just pour myself a beer. Be like, oh, I'm drinking the Katie IPA.
Yeah, what is that?
She's like, what is that supposed to make me feel bad?
Yep.
Yep. And it's bitter. Sweet finish.
No Splenda, thanks. Yeah, I see what you're saying. People are very opinionated about this. And granted, I'm a Chiefs fan, so I'm slightly biased. But at the same time, what's the NFL supposed to do? The biggest superstar, the most successful from a financial standpoint, you know, musical artist of all time is dating one of the more successful NFL players of all time. Are they supposed to ignore it? They should capitalize on it.
And I
as
tell
a
you
business.
What, I'm all in. Do you see the clips after the game?
Taylor on the field? I was into it.
Kissing, hey sweetie. He said, thanks for always coming.
She said, I've never seen you like that.
I've never seen it.
Which she's right. 11 targets, 11 catches. Me neither, Taylor.
Yeah, she was genuinely like, wow, that's amazing. He's like, well, I've done this a lot. Like, me either, Taylor.
Yeah, I was like, I get it.
And she said, I love you. She said, I love you. They caught that on the
really?
I was listening for it. Sweet.
I think
they're cute. I think that they're. It makes sense that they're a couple. It makes sense. They're just being a couple. They can help with.
Does that make sense more than his last girlfriend?
Yeah, because I don't know
why?
Who that is.
Racist, why? Katie. Jeez.
I don't know her.
She was like a pretty black girl.
Kayla Nicole.
That's great, but she's not famous.
Oh.
Right.
Is that the only reason you're here with me?
Do you factor that into decisions?
That is famous and white. I'm there.
Yeah, people really do not like the Taylor Swift airtime. They don't like the Chiefs. I guess they're tired of the Chiefs winning, but the Taylor Swift thing really does bother me. I mean, she's dating a guy who clearly has a great family. He's very successful. He's controversy-free. He has a great podcast, and he takes great care of Taylor Swift. What are you so mad about?
Yeah.
He loves his family. He loves her.
Yeah, he's done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Good guy. He seems like a good guy.
I mean, truly, they haven't done anything wrong.
Okay. Everyone's probably tired of it.
I do have someone that I personally know who was
here's the flex.
She's like, I think that if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, the entire NFL is a scam.
I would love to talk to those people one-on-one. I would love to talk to the NFL's rigged people.
It's rigged.
And I was like, well, but it's not like it's shocking that the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. We went to the Super Bowl like almost every year.
Yeah, it's not.
It
like,
is funny. We're talking about how our wives are getting frustrated. Like, why this football just goes on and on? I'm like, well, it does for the Chiefs fans
in Kansas City. It does.
It does. It's not normal
in Carolina. In North Carolina, it ended a while ago.
If you were back in Atlanta, you'd have been checked out 3 months ago.
Amazing.
Okay, that's enough of that because I'm sure everyone's tired. Let's move on to some other celebrities. I'd like to give some correct opinions on Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Pulled up a great article, Jake.
I have a clip for us to watch.
Okay, great.
Well, first, let me just set it up. I've been seeing things. My memory's not perfect, but I think what I've seen is Bradley Cooper has taken the last 6 years training to be like a musical like composer, a maestro for his movie Maestro. So it's, you know, face value, I'm like, wow, I guess there must be a lot that goes into it. I don't know what happens when a maestro, but let's see a clip of. This is a scene from his new movie. 6 years for this.
A little volume here. Oh.
First of all, that's Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, amazing what a little makeup and hair can do.
Yeah.
He looks so Italian.
Yeah.
So you get the gist.
I mean, it's on record. He said, I spent 6 years practicing that.
I'm almost positive I've seen that.
And I guess, you know, you always compare it. He looks like the guy and is like tried to master the mannerisms, but.
Okay, yeah, here it is. CNN, If you trust him. Bradley Cooper practiced 6 years for 6 minutes of conducting in the movie Maestro.
Oh, so there's not more than just that.
6 years? I mean, he's up for like, it's up for Best Picture, all that. Yeah, just, I mean, give me 6 months, I can do that. Six days even?
Yes.
6 hours?
I've seen what Ty Pennington and a crew of illegal immigrants could do in a week with a house. Yeah. I think I could figure out how to conduct.
Yeah, I mean, that just looks like me trying to get Thomas to like dance along with me or something.
To not cry?
Like, yeah.
Look at this. Look at this.
Okay, I was going to try to give him the benefit of the doubt of like, you know, I have no idea what it takes to be a conductor. Like, I don't know. Like, but, and I was thinking, well, maybe throughout the movie, there's just a ton of different scenes where he's conducting.
I was waiting on a backflip, maybe.
But I feel like 6 minutes, that could be something that you just like memorized.
That's a great point. If it's just one scene.
Right.
Just to memorize like, how to do it. He's not playing the instrument. I mean, his that would take 6 years.
His defense, though, I prepared like 28 years for 6 minutes. And I had similar mannerisms.
I'm just really not sure.
Were you that sweaty? Yeah. Oh, it was just... my wand wasn't that thin. All right.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's not.
Do my volume back off. Okay. I'm doing no volume, so I'm gonna bring. Oh, I mean, it really does help me talk louder.
Good.
Good.
I get to ASMR. I think sometimes, is that right, Rectis? But it's just
wild. 6 years. I mean, at what point is it just a poor use of his time?
Yeah. I mean, he clearly was shooting other things. I mean, he
surely.
But he like took a class an hour a week for 6 years.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I think that's honestly they like to say stuff.
That's
like,
what I'm thinking. Is that he's a busy guy. Like maybe he at some point during a year, every year of
at least
year period,
once a year for 6 years he went to a class.
Yeah,
he went to just like a symphony and just like I'm going to watch the maestro this time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he really gets into it.
I'm still shocked that was Bradley Cooper. I mean, whoa, he looks so different. Another fun fact about Bradley Cooper is that he's dating Gigi Hadid.
Hadid? Would have thought you would have nailed the pronunciation.
Oh, I did see that.
Yep.
Good for them.
Do all the very famous people just meet once a week and they're like, who wants to swap?
Yeah, I don't know.
How do they do this?
Yeah, I don't. Is it like their managers do it for them?
Ooh, maybe. That's what they do.
Pfizer.
Oh, Pfizer does that.
Oh, just wait. Bradley Cooper, Maestro. He's going to be,
it's going to be a syringe.
A vaccine song. So yeah.
Put it in people.
Just wait.
Wow.
Orchestrating the whole thing. Furthermore, look this up, Derek. Austin Butler, the Elvis guy, you know, drove me. Buzz, yeah.
It was a great film.
He's apparently now like seeking professional help to un-Elvis himself. He finally admitted to like, because like, for a while there, he's like, no, this is how I talk. And now he's seeking help so he can go back to his normal talking voice. We've never heard a story of an actor doing this ever.
I'm trying to remember like when people do animated films, do they sometimes get stuck as mermaids? Or, you know, does this happen? Like, oh, I thought I was Willy Wonka.
Just leap into bodies of water, like out of the park.
Imagine
if this was the thing? Yeah. Like what's his name?
Austin Butler?
Played Dahmer.
Oh.
He just keeps, he's like, gosh, dang it. What'd I make for lunch today?
Another young black gay man. Man, I'm stuck in character.
I'm stuck. I'm a method actor. I need to.
Bradley Cooper goes back to the Middle East. American Sniper.
Yeah. Just starts. Wow. Help me not sound like Elvis. Butler went to great lengths to merge his own personality with the king while filming. And now he needs self getting out of it. He charmed audiences with his inability to stop sounding like Elvis. Charming is an interesting way to put it. He infuriated people around the globe by still talking. I had to get a dialect coach just to help me not sound like Elvis, Butler said.
What a wild thing.
I was just trying to remember who I was. I was trying to remember what I like to do. What are my hobbies?
He forgot his hobbies.
Did he learn the guitar? Like, did he become Elvis? Did he start singing?
For 3 years was Elvis. Then I flew to London. All that time it was COVID, so I was quarantined for 10 days. Well, Elvis wouldn't have done that. You couldn't quarantine the king.
All he thought about for 3 years was Elvis.
Oh, so, and then he's filming a new movie with about World War II. Is that what it's saying? And now he has to, he's going to, what is his role in the World War II movie? This could be scary.
Thank you.
USO singing Elvis to World War II.
Yeah, maybe he's a, hopefully he's a musician in there. That's so funny. Just like, for 3 years, all I could think about was Elvis. I couldn't make love. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I could move my hips, but they were just for me.
No, I don't buy. I don't buy any of those articles and stuff. He can just talk normal. There's no way. I can tell you right now to talk in a different way, and you could do it.
We act in video. We become different people all the time.
Yeah,
it's not that hard. What if you snapped into Girls in the Fall and just like, I need a dialect coach?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, dude, grow up.
Please help me.
There would be more issues than that if that happened.
This is a problem. I feel like I'm full-blown DeLulu. That's my new favorite word. Seeing that all over TikTok. I'll tell you what, I see a ton of more and more on TikTok. I think it's always been a popular thing. The family, couple-y content. I think we're in a whole new world. Because of TikTok, the cute couples. Have you seen Pookie and this phenomenon?
Don't like it already.
No.
Just Google TikTok couple Pookie. It'd be no problem to find. It's always these cute couples where, like, I saw a video the other day. They're like trying the orange method on my husband, where she's like, babe, I want an orange. And it's like, see if he peels it for you or not. And the video always plays out.
Fun.
Yeah. And then it always plays out where the comments like, oh my God, he peeled it for her. You could tell he loves her so much.
Huh.
Mm. I should try this.
And it's just like not, and then it, without question, months go by and eventually like, you might have noticed he hasn't been in the videos as much.
It might have been due to me forcing him to do strange things for me on camera.
Right. We're kind of,
you want to watch one?
He would peel an orange, but he wouldn't peel the prenup, so I don't get anything. Yep, that's them.
I just saw her because she was posting a video of like my first, you know, designer bag.
Oh, no.
And it's like showing how he's like taking her to get like multiple designer bags. And
they're perfect. Watch this.
Before you play the video, he looks like a wax figure. Does he not? She looks like going to the wax museum. He's supposed to be Matt Damon, but I don't know.
If you had know nothing about social media and you're like, I want you to put money on, what do you think is going to happen in this video? I think you'd say, in the first 2 seconds, she turns around and goes, oh my God, who's that? And the video ends. That's what it looks like right now.
That's great.
Outfit of the night. It's date night.
And Pookie is looking particularly amazing tonight. I would call this dress a happy dress.
Babe, oh my God. Okay. Happy. I was not expecting that.
Very happy dress.
What?
He said I called a happy dress.
Oh my God. Cry? This dress is Helsa from Revolve, and heels are my femme LA that look like YSL. I wear these like pretty much every date night. Wolford Tides.
What do you think, Katie? Those are nice brands.
My Kelly.
Yeah, she's
and
got
I
her bourbon.
Tonight, kind of.
I can't stop looking
at
the dude.
Telling me to close my bag, so
that's true.
I closed it a little bit for you guys. I think it's cute this way.
Wearing a Brooks Brothers jacket, cashmere sweater, Paige jeans, of course, and black cherry Lucchese's.
Paige jeans, of course.
The turtleneck is my favorite, as always.
I thought he had an accent at first. I feel like it went away.
He kind of did have an accent at first.
Why do you have an accent at the beginning?
He kind of sounded like he's kind of Southern at the beginning.
Well, I also heard he's got the Austin Butler issue. He just kind of goes in and out.
How much
is a Birkin?
I don't know. The video that I saw was actually them purchasing that Birkin.
Like $1,000.
That's the bag.
$10,000. How much?
Yeah, it's
no clue.
Yeah, $10,000.
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
Some of them are like. Pookie. One of them is like $25,000.
Well. Oh yeah, 11, 12. Mm-hmm. 27. I guess you get up there, man. 200K.
Whoa, something's 200,000. That's crazy. So her name is Pookie.
Yeah, is that her real name?
She's Pookie, I believe. Yeah, sure. That's just these TikTok, they got to calm down. And it's always like so unrealistic where he'll come in and be like, you look so sweet. She'd be like, if you thought another girl was attractive, would you tell me? He'd be like, I mean, other girls are attractive, but. you're just the most beautiful girl to me in so many ways. And they'll be like, oh my, the comments like, oh my gosh, amazing.
And he's like, yep, you're welcome. And you're like, there's that accent again.
Yeah.
Why do you have that? Just
I just wish they did realistic TikTok couples. Like, he's like, can you get me an orange? And I'll be like, what? Why would I do that? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, you're closer to the kitchen.
We're equidistant
to
the
fridge. I'm over here doing something. Yeah. That's a real couple. And then you see we're married for 50 years. Or they could peel your orange and then you, how do you split the $220,000 purse? Who gets it?
Yeah, who gets that?
The first 10
seconds.
That's
why I don't buy our nice stuff.
Yeah, it could get complicated later.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
The first 10 seconds of that video seemed like you asked AI to like simulate a man and woman talking. It's like, well, I mean, we'll try our best, but AI is still very early on. And she's like, describe the dress. And he's like, happy dress.
Yeah. Happy dress.
Oh my. And there's a jump cut. I was not expecting that. I'm going to cry. Oh my gosh. What? That's not how people talk. That's
they're not real people. We discover they're just advanced AI.
That's not how people talk to each other.
I think I need to see in one more of them.
One more.
Yeah.
We need more Pookie.
I'm more intrigued than I thought I was going to be.
I saw Zach Bryan recreate one of their videos. And he was like, Zach Bryan, I thank you so much for recreating our videos. It makes me glad. Probably.
The guy is just permanently constipated. I can't wait to see him again.
Is this a different couple that popped up?
Oh, yeah, that's different.
Oh, this is what I'm talking about. Play this.
Second day in Paris. Pookie's one of the quintessential.
That's what
red
the
jacket.
Most famous guy in country music Pookie right now.
I want to give a shout out to Zach Bryan and Brianna. Appreciate you guys recreating one of our videos. Pookie and all your fans of your music, Zach. Your song, I Remember Everything, is absolutely
pause
fire.
Is he Irish or Southern?
No, he's Southern for sure.
Dude, I
there's
thought
Irish. Oh my, I'm so loud in my ears. Where is he Irish? Which
no,
is
he's
it?
Southern.
I thought he was British at first. And
love
then I was
your
like,
videos. There was like Zach Bryan with big.
We're just big fans.
Big old
music.
Fans
yeah,
down here in the
Southern.
And it would twinkle up to Irish.
You think?
Pookie and I are big fans of all of your music.
Give us another classic Pookie video of one of their, I guess, getting ready to get dressed or whatever.
Pookie. It's just amazing that they can have a following. I guess people are like kind of like hate following and cringe following.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
They're clearly
Friday
not.
Friday night, date night.
Taking Pookie to a new spot tonight with three other couples, and Pookie looks absolutely amazing. Good Lord, babe. I love the old black.
Thank you. I'm wearing my Kelly.
Good Lord, babe.
I'm so
good Lord, babe. I love the old black.
Girlfriend denim, Revolve little lace top, Revolve sweater, and J-Lo heels.
I'm wearing a late Christmas present from Campbell. Jacket is Gutteridge.
Shirt her name's Campbell.
Store out of Italy. Oh. Hermes belt. Paige jeans as always. And Ostrich Lucchese's tonight.
Fire. Friday night.
Pookie
date
is looking
night.
Absolutely fire tonight. Pookie. Pookie.
I mean, he kind of sounds
like. Would you like it if
from...
I confidently called you Pookie?
No.
On camera.
I would not. But he kind of sounds like he's from like Arkansas.
I'm going to go. Yeah, that's a good guess. I'm going to go Mississippi.
I like that. I think
he
I'm
going to
go.
He sounds like your cousin's wife, your cousin's husband.
I'm going to go from the deep web.
I'm going to go from 4chan.
Yeah.
I guess 4chan.
Generated somewhere we haven't heard of yet.
After the first one, I wanted way more of them because I was so fascinated. After the second one, I never want to see another one of their videos again.
That's a good way to describe that.
I was like, oh, that sucks. The kiss and, oh, good Lord, baby. Right. All black.
Good the good Lord. That's a
Pookie
Southern.
Pookie looking absolutely amazing tonight.
I looked up Paige Jeans. I was like, I've never heard of this brand. How much are these? Do you guys know about Paige Jeans?
I'm familiar with the Paige brand. Okay. Nice classic stuff.
Well,
what are their jeans?
They're like $100 jeans.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
Yeah. His name is, okay, yeah, their names are. Her name is Campbell, and his name is Jet Hunt Puckett is his name.
Middle name is Hunt. I mean, that's
Jet Chum Bucket.
Hunt. Oh, it's because I think they hyphen their last names. The Hunt Pucketts is their last name.
The Hunt Pucketts?
Hunt Pucketts.
Hunt Pucketts.
That is.
Babies look absolutely far tonight, like that Hunt Puckett we're having for dinner.
The Hunt Pucketts. That sounds Southern. The Hunt Pockets.
It sounds like someone you don't want to mess with, man. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like someone like the Murdaws would have like a quarrel with from that Netflix documentary.
I want to go ahead and.
Oh, they're based in Atlanta.
Oh, they're Georgia.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
North Georgia.
Okay, moving on. Correct opinion. Stanley Cups. I'm sick. We got to tone down on the Stanley Cups. How many attachments? Have you seen they're making nameplates? They're making little like fanny packs so you can store stuff on them.
I haven't seen these. That's cool.
Oh, it's out of control. And now, this has got to be, people have got to be losing minds everywhere. Stanley and other drink cups contain lead.
And that's
what?
CNN.
Bad? Or is that like, to get more iron?
It's like I thought, which we knew they aren't supposed to. Are they? It's true. There is some lead sealed within the base of some brands of travel drinking cups, including Stanley. Lead is used as part of the tumbler's vacuum insulation, is covered by a stainless steel layer that protects consumers from lead exposure, according to Stanley. Okay? But people on social media are nervous, considering the dangers of any exposure to lead can lead to kidney problems, anemia, reproductive issues, and Stanley Cups are everywhere. Are we about to see white girls everywhere with anemia?
Yikes.
Probably. I Googled Stanley Cup accessories, and it is kind of crazy. I mean, the cup itself is becoming a purse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, there's bags all around
it. I'll tell you what. Now you have storage, and you have a kidney problem, yeah. Jessica. So you choose. What do you want?
Yeah, it was meant to hold water, but it's going to end up holding urine because you can't hold it anymore because there's so much lead in the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, because it's convenient. 40 ounces could hold any number one.
Yeah. Fits in a cup holder. Can it fit between my legs? Great.
Lead. You worried? You nervous about the lead?
I don't know. Maybe. I recently kind of switched over to a different cup, so maybe I'm
with
safe.
With less lead or more?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if it's on the list or not.
Well, we're count your days.
I mean, seriously,
about
though.
How many Stanleys we have.
If there was an issue, there would be a serious white girl issue if...
I looked up how bad is lead, and it says lead can either be stored or excreted in urine or feces. So,
okay,
mind over matter, excrete it.
If you're strong.
If you can't beat it, excrete it. That's what I say. So keep drinking.
Wow, you need to work for marketing for the lead industry.
For big lead. Yeah.
I don't know. This Taylor Swift, her career could be numbered because of Stanley Cups. Kill off half her fan base.
Wow.
Lead poisoning.
Wow.
I that's all I could find on lead. It does seem like it's a pretty big issue.
Yeah.
It seems not good, but...
I just can't believe these weird working man cups have taken over so much that now you it's just too much. When's it going to end? How long is it going to last?
I mean,
I think like another year or so. Everything's cyclical. What's next?
Some brand will. I mean, what? I feel like in college, Nalgene's were like everyone had a Nalgene.
That's
everyone
true.
Everyone had a Nalgene.
You get those stickers on there.
Yeah.
Ooh, and so now you got now you got attachments.
Yeah.
We got to come up with the next drinking cup.
Ooh, what's it called? Like in the desert, people drink them. Canteen.
Canteen.
Like, you know, twist maybe top.
That could be us.
Yep.
Okay. Canteen or like what's canteen. Another? Because they took the Nalgene, they put a little small end on it and a handle. So how can we up the game even further? Maybe it's, what's the most annoying part about the Stanley? You have to still remember
get
to drink the
mouth.
Water
oh,
and
okay.
drink it.
Yeah.
So if there's just a container that it just get some kind of portable IV even, if we create
it. Kind of like a Camelback.
Like a
yeah, but not the mouth
bag.
Is not even involved.
Exactly.
There's no swallowing. It's like a reverse colostomy bag. You
yeah,
put stuff
yeah,
into
yeah.
you.
Yeah. But it's cute.
Yeah.
It's like a cute bag.
Fanny
what if
pack.
We just bedazzled the colostomy bag?
Oh.
Kind of a catheter situation.
Man, we got there quick. That did not take long to think of the next big idea.
Yeah.
I know when we were in Australia, they're very fashion forward. You know, they get summer before we do. They get the new year before we do. And I did see a lot of bedazzled colostomy bags when we were down there. And I do think they're onto something. It was very much popular.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. So.
Okay. We'll work on it.
Let you know.
Let's go. Oh, and then I want to, another last correct opinion I have is the tipping is out of control. I don't know how to tip anymore. I'm broken.
It's hit its tipping point.
Now I don't... at restaurants, is it still the same rule? Now I go to a coffee shop. Every time I get coffee, I got a tip? Do I... When you have a Uber? when you have a personal driver like we've had on the road, you have a guy helps you with your golf bag. Where does the tipping stop and end?
That's a great question. There are times, you know, but like the coffee, we get coffee from the same place every week or almost every morning. And when I ordered online, I kind of like, I do tip because one time I was in there and I heard them say like, these last few people haven't even tipped. What do they think we're even doing in here?
I don't know. Working.
You overheard that?
Yes.
Oh, that makes me so nervous.
And so I was like, I better tip. They must be getting paid really low hourly wages.
That's crazy.
The only people that I am on the fence about tipping and always end up tipping is DoorDash people. Because I don't even know if it's true, but I feel like they see my tip beforehand. And so I'm like, if I tip them,
they do see it.
Okay. Oh. And I feel like that gets them to me quicker and they don't eat my food.
DoorDash is usually Instacart.
Right, that's true. DoorDash is usually a desperate situation where it's like, okay, it could either be 30 or 60 minutes from now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'll send them $5.
Yeah, let's get them out. Let's get them going. But some of the, I don't know. Do you tip the pilot when you get off a plane?
They're going to hold an iPad when you're getting off. Like, yeah. Did you enjoy the flight?
Like at church, let us know. Pastor on the plate at church, and you're like, this is for the church, and this is the pastor did a good job today. Give him this $5 for me.
It's a little something extra.
I know. At like,
do I tip Katie after we?
After
she makes, like, if she cooks me a good meal,
Do
I tip her?
Yes.
Or is like marriage enough?
You should.
Do you ever tip your mom if you see her? Like if she?
No. Like, you don't do that.
Okay.
When did it all start? By the way, was it just the
moms
registers? No, not moms. Well, yeah. When did that start?
Oh man, I guess
Egyptians.
Adam and Eve.
Okay.
Had to, and I guess she was the first mom.
Okay.
And then they had kids, and so then
it was at the beginning.
Then their brothers and sisters, and I guess they had. Wow, I never. And then they, how'd they keep going?
And now we're here.
That's why I have a receding hairline.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Wonky start.
Yeah, the I just tipping, don't know. I think once the cash register became flippable, we were done for.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
They say, whoa, man, when they flipped it on you, there was nothing worse than COVID where they would hand it to you. Or no, they would say, there's a tip option here. I can't hand it to you. Of course,
how
COVID.
How much do you want to tip?
And you have to look them right in the eye and say, click nothing.
Wow.
Which I only had the balls to do maybe once or twice. Like, I can't keep doing this.
I know we've told this around the podcast before, but Derek set me up with a girl and went on a first date with her, coffee shop. And I was like, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to be someone different on a date. I'm going to be myself. And, we each get 2 lattes. And would you like to tip for that? No tip. And she's like, sorry, what was that? And I just say, second time.
None.
I said, no tip.
You look Pookie. You look beautiful, by the way. Nothing for you.
These are ostrich Lucchese boots. No tip for anybody in here. You can't afford this.
I like the mindset of, first time I'm going to be myself. You're just like farting and... Like I would do
too much
would
myself
do this anyway. Yeah,
too much myself.
I will say I did work at a, I worked at like a smoothie juice bar, and it's an hourly wage, and they had a little tip jar, so not everyone would put stuff in it, but it was a tip jar. So, that was like if you paid in cash, the rare people that paid in cash, they tossed the like pennies in there. But one time, this man came in and he put a $20 bill in there, and I was the only one working.
The way
later like, he offered me a plane ride to an island. I don't know.
That happened another time, but it was kind of like he was like a dad or something. And it's like he looked at me and was like, this poor girl. And the way that I lit up, I was like, wow, thank you. I think he was he was like, oh, this girl really needs it.
She's
and so
volunteering.
Whenever he would come in, he would leave like pretty decent tips every time. I think he felt like I needed it.
Brutal.
Really conditioned him.
I did.
After that first response.
Yeah. So, you don't know. You don't know.
All right. Well, speaking of money, this has been my favorite story on the internet recently. Did you see the crypto scam from the Lord? I've been a pretty big fan of God most of my life at this point. I never, you see the Gary V's, the Logan Pauls. They came for us with NFTs and all this. I didn't think God would do it. But apparently, this is guy say God played a trick on a lot of people, got them buying crypto. Play this video, Derek. Can you believe this?
Exchange technology failed, things went downhill, and from that point forward, we've just been waiting on the Lord literally for a miracle. So the charges are that Caitlin and I pocketed $1.3 million, and I just want to come out and say that those charges are true. So there's been $1.3 million that's been taken out of, I think it was a total of $3.4 million. But out of that $1.3, $500,000 went to the IRS, and a few hundred thousand dollars went to a home remodel that the Lord told us to do. So how this whole thing started is the Lord told us in 21 to walk away from our marketing company, and he said, I'm going to do a new thing. And then he took us into this cryptocurrency. It was a different cryptocurrency other than index coin at the time. Well, that cryptocurrency turned out to be a scam.
What?
And so the Lord says, give that to him, but also give them a 10X. And I'm like, well, where's this liquidity going to come from? And the Lord says, trust me. Well, as money is coming investment. In, we would be sowing it. And at first it was hundreds of dollars and thousands of dollars, then tens of thousands of dollars. Money would come in, we'd tithe, we'd sow, more money would come in. And so we were just always under the impression that God was going to provide, that the source was never ending, that God was doing a new thing, and that we had nothing to worry about. And what we're praying for and what we're believing for still is that God is going to do a miracle. God is going to work a miracle in the financial sector. We launched an exchange. The exchange technology failed. Things went downhill. And from that point forward, we've just been waiting on the Lord literally for a miracle. So the charges are that Caitlin and I pocketed $1.3 million.
That's awesome. I had not seen the video. So first of all, I don't even know what first of all is. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
He's just putting all the blame on God.
God told me to create, what do you say, 10X investment? Like, I'm like, how?
God? I'm like, God, how's liquidity? And God's like, trust me. You don't understand. I know how this stuff works.
I can walk on liquid. Okay. I know how to make things liquid. It's crazy. This guy went from, he's like, this guy thinks he's going to be some great crypto prophet. He's like, this guy went from Saul to Logan Paul.
Saul to Paul. Yeah, he went the back way. I like that he at least, he needs to learn how to do this, because you don't go the crypto route. Because you go the crypto route, you get audited. You need to go the old fashioned route. Joel Osteen knows how to do it. You take people's cash. That's the way to run a scam. Mm. Don't do it online. That can be checked. Mm. Do it the Joel Osteen way.
That's right. He's got to figure it out.
Cold hard cash.
Yeah.
Old ladies.
He's done so many remodels, the Lord's told him to.
Yeah. He's putting cash inside of the literal remodels he's doing. We found it.
That's a good boy. He's building homes out of cash, and then like homeless people aren't allowed in. It's a really interesting. Yeah. Just this guy. Can you imagine if guys like him were around back in Jesus' time? Would he be cool? He's like, God told me to. He's like, God, Jesus, just hang on up there a little longer. I'm going to make an NFT out of this. Never just forsake them. NFT, dude. This guy's a crook. His account's empty. How about that?
Wow.
That'll preach.
Let's pray.
He's so DeLulu that his confidence is just, he's nothing.
I love the condescending thing people in this position do when they have a lot of money. And they're like, well, you know, half of it went to the government. So it's like less than you think. It's like, we know that you pay taxes in this country, dude.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't pay taxes.
Yeah.
God told him not to pay taxes.
I'm not committing every crime. I'm not evading the taxes.
I think good for him that like, I think what he's trying to do is, this could really silence a lot of people who like to claim that like the Bible's outdated. Old Testament, it's not up to time. So he's like, God knows about crypto. You try telling me the Bible's outdated, all right? Would God tell me to liquidify index coin if he was outdated?
Mm.
No.
No.
He gets it.
Yeah. This book is a forever book, okay? And so our God's a forever God.
Yeah.
So he's in the know when it comes to Web3. Yeah. Okay?
Coinbase. Yeah,
he's kind of into three, if you didn't know. Father, Son, Holy, Bitcoin.
Hey, guys, I want you to, his congregation, I want you guys to take your money, and we're going to put it where only God can touch it, in the cloud. Mm-hmm. You know where he sits in the heavenly throne, right? In the clouds.
Mm.
Wow. That's probably something he said.
Yeah, that might have been something she said.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah, this guy's literally, I guess the Lord's going to, he's going to have a lot of time for the Lord to tell him things in a prison cell, I guess.
Yeah, that's, I mean, just, It's so funny. There's the remodel as well. I mean, he just admitted that the Lord did tell us to do that, but you know,
it's weird. Yeah. You read the Bible and God does tell a lot of people to do stuff. He's like, Paul, go take my message out and be like murdered and imprisoned. Jesus, my son, you need to go get murdered brutally and like devote your life. And like Jim from Ohio, please sell Dink Doi coin and get an island in your kitchen. And I think that all makes sense to me when I think of God and his commands.
The sacrifices he asked of us. Yeah. Yeah. One of my favorite verses is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the original hardwoods. That was his big, you overlook it, but it's in there.
Got to refurbish. That's it, man. Make new.
Yeah.
But not totally out with the old. Still you.
Yes. Reconciliation.
That's just, I don't know. That was great. Moving on. Next story that this isn't a news story, but it popped recently because Marvel's went around. He got interviewed. Robert De Niro had some sweet things to say about what it's like to be a dad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He has 7 children. The most notably, his 7th child was born about 8-9 months ago. He's 80 years old with a 9-month-old baby. And my criterion on that would be he is an idiot.
What is he doing?
Capable one. Pretty amazing. But just, and it said he's with his girlfriend who's 45, which is kind of amazing. I mean, how old can you be to have a child as a woman?
I mean,
that's pushing it, right?
Probably, yeah.
That's pretty amazing. They said she did deal with some postpartum stuff. She had Bell's palsy.
Oh wow.
Yeah, which is bad. And he dealt with some postpartum stuff too, with a condition known as old as dirt.
I mean, it is sad because, I mean, he's probably only going to, that kid might be 10 when he passes away.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, what are we doing?
I just looked it up. Robert De Niro's dad lived to be 71. So it's not like genetically. He's like, well.
Right.
I'm going to live for a while.
This kid's just going to be old enough to be like, what does my daddy do for a living? He's like, The Irishman's one of my greatest works, and his dad will for sure die before he finishes that movie. It's crazy. And all the comments like, that's so sweet. I'm sure he loves his daughter very much, like any great dad would. But did you do what? You can't walk her down the aisle. He'll be 107.
No. Yeah. What is Robert De Niro the one who has that famous line? He's like, you talking to me? He's going to be saying that from hearing loss. He's like, no, seriously.
Stop.
Are you talking to me?
Austin Butler over here. Can't get out of this character. What?
How old are his other kids? Are they all also young? Or has he like had kids
They're
like, does he have like a 50-year-old kid?
Yes. I think so.
Well,
looks like
maybe
it.
He's hoping that that person might step up to be the dad.
Rafael De Niro is 47.
Yeah.
Oh. Just got a little baby sister. She's half Chinese, too. His girlfriend's Chinese. He said he wants his daughter to learn English and Chinese.
He wants his daughter to learn English and ping pong. Wow.
Quote said, when I can't speak a single language at the end of my life, she might as well speak two.
She'll make up for it. Yeah, his other daughter is 52. Jeez.
I'd like to envision Robert De Niro giving her like the birds and the bees talk. He's like 89.
Yeah, and like his girlfriend literally is younger than his daughter. That's so gross. That is so gross.
I do. It is. I think we cut too much slack for these celebrities. We can't. This should be illegal. These creepy old guys. The 75 have a 40-year-old wife. You're a creep, dude.
He should be getting flack for it. People shouldn't be like, this is
weird.
So sweet. People should be like,
it's irresponsible.
This is, you know who gets a lot of crap for dating younger people? Leonardo DiCaprio. But he's not having kids.
And they're at least smoking hot.
I mean, but he's not having kids with
Robert
him.
Robert De Niro's
is he?
Like, I can't go younger than 45. I'm not a crazy person.
We should come up with a list of things that you should not be able to do once you're over the age of 75. I'll say drive. I'll say run for any kind of political office. I'll even toss in vote. And I would for sure toss in have children. Just you're done.
Everyone's upset, Trump or Biden, they're too old. At least their next baby is only 4 years. This guy, I mean,
it's going to live.
We're like, we hope they can live through their term. It's like, he's not going to live.
It's really sad.
It is sad.
Yeah, I think once you hit 75, 80, just like go live somewhere fun, make a bunch of new friends and play a ton of checkers. That's fine.
Yeah, right.
Just forget about your health. Eat whatever you want and
play
have
Chinese
fun.
Checkers. I tell you what.
Yeah, you could half English, half Chinese checkers. Good for Robert.
That works out as best it can. Robert, great actor. Still going strong. Still 80 years old, you know?
Still working?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
He has to. He just had a child.
Yeah. Got to provide somehow. Yeah. Good old Robert. That's fun.
He's got, you know, he's an actor, but he's no influencer. And you and I, influencers, people don't know what we really do. They get very confused. Like, what do you, so, like, well, yeah, we don't tour for the next month. It's nice. And like, so what are you just going to hang
just
out?
Just do nothing.
Do nothing.
Yeah. And so this is a fellow influencer. She kind of puts it in good words with some, you might have to edit this, Derek. She uses some naughty words because we're a clean podcast. Katie, watch it. Mm-hmm. So this girl puts, I like the way she puts this here.
I'm feeling like a fool today. So I'm going to clap back at people because I'm tired. I'm so tired.
I know this girl.
Every single day, I get up at 6 a.m. I spend about 5 to 6 hours filming video content.
Whoa.
That ranges from 3 to 4 videos, and then I spend a few hours editing that video content.
Every day?
Then I have to work on my other social media profiles, whatever it may be, Instagram, whatever. It's marketing.
What?
Then I'm in meetings from 12 to 5. I literally just finished working. It's 5:19.
Wait, how's that math add up?
Try being an influencer for a day.
You try it.
Because the people who say it's easy are so far out of their minds, try it for a day.
Try it.
It is not for everybody. In fact, it's for a very small handful of people who can actually do this job. Because it's absolutely insane. Yeah.
Go back.
You do not want to have this job. I'm
put on your hard hat. Go back. Make a house. You don't want this job. Try it.
I love her accent. I really like it.
It's marketing. It's marketing. Would she say marketing? Maddening?
I think someone named Mark, who she works with. It's marketing.
Number one, what she doesn't do all those things every day, for sure.
People love to say that. It doesn't make sense.
Number two, I like how she's like, I get up at 6 a.m., kind of dramatic pause, which is like when probably 90% of working adults get up.
Mm-hmm.
6 a.m., I wake up.
You heard correctly, 6.
I spend 5 to 6 hours filming. So, wow, okay, we're already to noon. Oh, my goodness. What, did she have breakfast, lunch?
Or,
she's
I don't
like,
know.
Then I edit for several hours.
Wow.
Okay, wow. That's a lot of content.
3 p.m. now?
Then 12 o'clock.
It's noon.
5 hours of meetings.
Five hours
of meetings every day? What?
It's marketing.
It's marketing, Katie.
5:15. She just described, like, I woke up at 6 and I got done, and I'm done with work at 5:15, which is just like how the literal American workday is designed. But she doesn't do that.
Is she successful?
She's like, yeah. She got a bajillion followers.
Does she really?
She does like makeup and stuff on TikTok.
Didn't look like it. Both the makeup part and the
well,
successful
she was exhausted.
Part.
She didn't.
She had to
like, spend an hour taking the makeup off.
Yeah, she had to put it on off several videos just this morning.
Wow. I mean,
she does post a lot of content. I did check it out. She's posting daily.
So she is cranking out a lot.
Cranking out content, but
she claims to post. Or to film several a day. And she's editing her own stuff. So
that is what's funny, too. She's whining and whining. It's like, you're probably making enough money to just have someone else edit it. And
yeah.
And then you can take more meetings.
You can spend your time in meetings how you
I
like
just,
it.
So people are, like, outraged, right? People are canceling her.
Yeah, people are just like, shut up. What do you mean? No one thinks being an influencer is hard. I mean, it's harder than people think in many aspects, like any job. But it's obvious. The public's not going to respond to that.
Yeah. No.
It's like whenever a super famous or rich person gets on there and they try to complain like, hey, man, having all this money is not what you think it is.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it isn't. But it's also, 99% of people watching are like, shut up. I don't have any. So you're not allowed to complain. You have 50 million followers for making videos. And you ever seen those videos that are like, "What? This is a day in the life of so-and-so, like my daily routine or whatever, and they'll interview Terry Crews, and he apparently sleeps 3 hours a night, and it's like, no, you don't. No, he's lying.
People are very specific on which days they do a day in my life.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Make sure it is the busiest day possible, the day they're having a photo shoot, the day they have several meetings. Like, it's all on purpose. Everybody has busy days, everybody has slow days, but yeah, you can't complain about it. Not when you're making a living from your living room.
Try it. You can walk a day in our J-Lo heels. J-Lo, are those nice heels, by the way?
I don't know, I doubt honestly. It.
What's that girl's, like a bargain girl.
The girl's name, who we were just looking at? Do you know her name?
I don't know.
Michaela.
Yes.
Oh, so many ways to spell that. I'm not even going to try. Well, Michaela.
yeah, there is.
That's just.
It's a wild way to spell it, too.
Oh, how is it?
Two Ys?
No, I mean, M-I-K-A-Y-L-E.
Oh, L-E. L-E.
Yeah. Michaela. Yeah. It ends in E.
Michaela. Maybe it's a, what is she, British?
Derek.
M-I-K-A-Y-L-A. My bad.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, wow, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Is her name Michael? Michaela. Yeah, that is a weird way to spell it. I see how you struggle to read it. Michaela.
What's her last name?
Influenza.
Oh, well, doesn't matter. Yeah, that's interesting. You can't be in that position to complain about it. I do love when people complain about how busy they are, though. Because, like, if you were that busy, you wouldn't...
Just so you see her with makeup on.
Whoa, that is a different person.
Isn't Michaela that crazy? Michaela Nguera.
That is like when you see the like Kylie Jenner like before she got all the facial surgeries. Isn't like, that's not the same person.
Michaela Nguera, too much makeup.
If you're so busy, but you still had time to carve out a video... and post it and caption it to four different platforms, you're not that busy. If you had time to make the video about being busy, because we've all had busy days. You're like, wow, I was on my phone all day. True. Give me a break, McKaylee.
Mm-hmm. That's like when Katie calls me, she's like, I'm worn down. It's Thomas is a lot just by myself. But, you know, I'm like, well, if you're calling me, you clearly have time. So yeah, I'm not buying it. And mm-hmm. And
that she's goes like, good really point, well. Good point. Yeah. I'm usually like, you're right. No tip today.
No tip.
No tip.
No tip.
Taking your tip away.
And no then complaints. I
just have to have no dinner. So.
I'm on her Instagram. Unfortunately, she became a Chiefs fan just for Taylor Swift. So that doesn't look good for
Taylor. Well, she's not a full-blown white girl. What is she, Italian or something?
What is
so
her?
So she's not fully Swiftie.
Yeah. Well, she hashtag Swifty. Does that change your mind?
Swift. No. Okay. Taylor Swift's pretty, if I remember, she's pretty proud. She has a song called White Girl Power, I think. She's pretty proud of her fan base. Is that, am I confusing you?
No, there is a song like that, but that is the Dixie Chicks.
I think they're just called the
Lady
Chicks.
Lady A.
They're just the Chicks.
Just the Chicks.
The Chicks.
Well, when they made that song, they were not. They were not. That helped. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Michaela Makeup. Good for her. 2.7 million on Instagram, though. I mean, I bet she is very busy, but I definitely think she could hire someone to edit those videos for her.
Just a quick aside.
Are you offering? Jake is like,
too, from any influencer person that likes to, I'll follow some guys with way more followers, bajillion followers, and they'll post like, very not funny, just like, I'm working so hard. Jeez. And shows them editing at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Pay someone to do that. You have 9 million followers. You have to have enough money. You don't have to anymore.
Let go.
Find someone better at you than editing and pay them to do it.
If you can't delegate, you have like control problems. If you just truly believe you can do everything better than anyone else.
Well, you're not allowed to like complain that you're busy if you're not. You have the funds to delegate. Okay, Michaela.
Yeah, there it is.
I see.
Are you editing?
So I should hire a nanny.
Hey!
I'm just kidding.
If she does a good job, though. I mean, hey. Tipper. That's all I ask.
Oh, do you tip nannies?
Yeah. If they like, if you were like 15 minutes late, you tip them.
Oh.
Okay. What I really want to touch on this video too. It's a lot of spicy takes this week. I've been seeing content. Kylie, she was making headlines. Kylie Jenner, she had a kind of a non-makeup look. Did you see this, Katie?
I did not.
I don't know what it was. One of these, you know. Another one of these red carpet things. I don't know how many of these events they have where they get together.
Okay.
But look at this. She's got this look, and I want to hear y'all's gut reaction to this look here. Oh, sorry. That was grotesque. Cut that part out. It's a family friendly. All right, here it is. Look at her face. What's the gut reaction?
She looks nice.
I mean,
she looks more. How old do you think she is? How old?
Sorry, I don't I think I'm not giving you the reaction you want. I don't know. I don't know. She looks 28 and slightly Asian, but she looks nice. Those are my full thoughts.
That's a great honest take, Katie.
She looks like she's like in her late 30s, but has had a lot of work done.
Whoa, late 30s, you think?
Because
well,
sometimes
she's
when
26
you...
years old. I think she looks like. Yeah, I don't know. It's I really my money is on that poor girl in 10 years looking like a Clydesdale. It's too much. I mean, you see it in her face, and you already see the effects of it. For 10 years, she's got stuff in it, and you're seeing it. She's a pretty girl. They've made look, you know, quote, more conventionally pretty, but you just see it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why she looks older. If you're young and you've had a lot of work, it makes you look like you're old trying to hide it.
Oh, it's like when you, instead of putting deodorant on, you put like cologne on. It's like, we still know you stink. Yeah. Like you didn't fully disguise it.
Yeah. That was funny. You're like, you could tell. I was like, I'm not giving the right answer. Slightly Asian's a funny detail. She does have it's like too much of the eye tuck thing. And a little,
I don't know.
At what point is that appropriation?
It's also this whole thing. What was that? That was that her stance? Was she like, I'm going to wear no makeup? Was that?
I don't know. I didn't look into that much. It was funny. We were watching that new Fool Me Once show everyone's talking about on Netflix. Yeah.
How far
that main girl. Halfway through.
Maya Stern.
Maya. Mm-hmm. Katie's like, how old is she? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to guess 37.
Yeah.
And it's about spot on. I think she's 36.
Yeah.
But she wanted the answer of way older. But I said, she looks, and I just, she looks like a 45-year-old that's been reversed down to 37.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Reversed down.
Yes. That's
pretty
what I think.
Woman, but you could tell like a lot of stuff.
You can tell that there's stuff in there. And so it makes her look older than I think she is.
You guys are very good at seeing like, facial reconstruction, maybe some Botox. I'm good at seeing race. That's my thing.
That is kind of you. Like you like, see, tell me about this person. He goes Asian. Like, that is Kylie.
I'm kind of the 23andMe of humans. There's much quicker results with me. Okay. You just show me your face. I'll tell you your genetic makeup.
Wow.
But I cannot tell you if you've had work done. I don't know that.
Okay. I just really wanted everyone's opinion on that.
Have you seen this video real quick?
What do we got?
Oh, I have seen this. I think about it when I run in the mirror on a treadmill.
Loud and clear, how am I?
Good.
I know exactly what this is about to be.
Oh, shoot. Does she have stuff in her face?
All right.
Or no?
Devastations.
Testing out G-forces.
Is ready.
G-force.
APO. Is ready? Is ready. Final ready, please. All right, man. We're just going to get you started. The base G here in 3,
when does she go into?
Engage.
Oh.
All right, we're going to let
the video's about an hour long.
Legs, butt tight. Stay tight with your feet.
Butt tight.
Two, three.
Keep your butt tight.
Two, legs tight. Butt tight.
See, ages her, like,
release the stick.
Years.
Release the stick.
Wow.
Stay away from the stick. Keep breathing.
I would like to see a video of her butt.
Okay.
Does it age the butt if it's not tight?
100%.
Breathe. One, two, three. Breathe.
What you don't know is she's being sent to the moon, like during this video. Hey, like this isn't a simulation. Wakes up on the moon.
This looks like something in my nightmares. They're like telling her when she's allowed to breathe. Otherwise, she's like.
I thought that was something else at first. I thought it was those videos of when you see someone like on like a crazy roller coaster and all their skin goes down and like just how older and uglier everyone looks if your like cheeks are reversed.
Yeah.
But G-forces are cool, too.
Okay, let's. How long have we been going?
I don't pay attention.
59 minutes. Oh, fun. Let's get. We have some fun submissions to the email, then we'll end with a couple fan videos. Cool. Email us, recties at correct@trachea.com. We had a couple hilarious shelter kid moments in it. So we're going to do the segments led by you guys. And we were talking too. We were thinking, we feel like we're hitting a nice stride with these shelter kid funny things. We're thinking, what if we interviewed the shelter kid? What if we went on a search to find the most sheltered person in America?
Would you guys like that? Would you submit yourself?
Would you participate?
Yeah, we want to find the most sheltered person.
Abby writes in, again, to the email, correct@trachea.com. Hello, Trey, Katie, Jake, Derek, and Thomas, a.k.a. Grimace. I don't consider myself a sheltered kid necessarily, because my parents didn't necessarily shelter me from a lot compared to what I hear on the podcast. But I am somewhat sheltered myself. I'm 26 years old. I still come across things I think I should know by now. My most recent example is I was searching for a photographer's Instagram account. I remember the letters CP were in the account name, so I looked up CP photos. I was confused when Instagram gave me a message stating that my kind of search is not tolerated and is illegal.
Oh, no.
I told my fiancé, and he informed me CP stands for child pornography, and I was appalled, and I think I might actually be on a list now somewhere. also, that photographers should change their name for sure. Thanks for the laughs. I look forward to seeing the show this year.
I didn't know that. Did you guys know that that stood for that?
Well, no, I would have immediately clued in when I typed CP photos and are like, this is illegal. I would have been like, oh, so it is funny. She was like telling people, I'm trying to search CP photos and they're trying to not let me see it.
I'm trying to find this photographer. His initials are NSFW and nothing. I'm getting crazy results. How do you guys search
it's
for
horrible.
It?
It's horrible. Is this happening to you guys?
That's a good sheltered kid moment. That's funny.
We had another sheltered kid moment here that I thought was very funny from Emma. It's a great shelter girl name, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
It's a real bunker name. Oh, wow. Hey, Trey, Jake, Katie, Thomas, and family man Derek. I know you love a good shelter kid story, and I think I have one that you're going to enjoy. For context, my mother-in-law is a fine Christian woman with a heart of gold who grew up very sheltered. She loves getting personal and meaningful Christmas gifts for each of her 7 homeschooled, in parentheses, children.
Good.
For my brother-in-law's gift, she wanted to get him something that had to do with him working in the construction field and being a certified welder. When he they're great at arts and crafts, the homeschools.
Yes, they are.
When he unwrapped his gift, we all saw that it was a sweatshirt with designs printed on it to look like a blue-collar worker, complete with a plumber's crack on the back. Funny. However, while he was examining the front of the sweatshirt, he started howling with laughter. We asked him what was so funny, and he replied that there was a patch on the front of the hoodie that said, I get paid to lay pipe.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, that's great. That's
See,
great.
He does.
I can't believe they made a shirt for people like you.
Of course, we all start dying laughing. My poor mother-in-law is asking repeatedly, what is so funny?
Oh, no. We think butt cracks are hilarious.
When we explained it to her, she was mortified. She had bought something so, in her words, naughty.
That is really funny.
Love the pod. I'm a day one recty. Saw you perform in Salem last year. Thank you, Emma. That's a great one. That's a great example of a shelter mom. You gave him your son. He's a welder. I got him he likes to lay pipe shirt. It's perfect.
It's also is her son-in-law. It wasn't even her son.
It's like they didn't make a welder shirt, so I got you a plumbing one. I'm sure you have some friends who do this kind of work. So
yes.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy. I wanted to make it personal to you.
That is funny.
Keep sending in those emails. Those are funny.
Yeah, those are never get old. All right, let's see a couple fan vids and we'll go back to talking about Taylor Swift off the air.
What is up, Trey, Jake, Katie, family man Derek, and baby Thomas? I am a day one recty. I have been a recty since before being a recty was even a thing.
Let's go.
I have day listened one. To every like. Single podcast episode from Do Less, God Bless to Correct Opinions. I have not missed an episode. However, a little while back, I fell behind a little bit, more like a few months behind. But instead of just skipping over episodes and picking up where you were at, I told myself I was going to listen to all the episodes, catch back up, so that I could maintain my status of never missing an episode.
Perfect attendance.
So I'm finally caught up, and I told myself that that is when I would send you guys a video. So hi. I don't really have any questions. I just wanted to tell you guys how much I love you guys, love the pod. I really look forward to listening to it. It makes me really happy and makes me laugh a lot. So I am a cat person. It's pretty unfortunate hearing you guys talk about how much you didn't like cats, but whoops. I guess I can let it slide. I also have POTS, and a few months ago on an episode, you guys were talking about it, looking up the definition, and you guys had me laughing pretty hard over that. So love you guys, and thanks for doing what you do.
I think pot is that
what?
I think she got was she homeschooled? I think she just doesn't know. It's like singular pot.
Like I had several doobies of pots.
I do on occasion do pots. No pot. What is that? We talked
it's
about
a
it's
syndrome.
Like a medical. What's the? It's a syndrome. Like it's like a sick with it or
syndrome like the bad guy from The Incredibles.
Well, cool. Do we have any other fan videos of people just called in to brag? No,
impressive.
I don't know how many people could say they listen to every single episode.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So all its iterations. So thank you. Hope your POTS gets better. What's POTS?
Did it's a syndrome when you get reduced
when
blood
you,
flow
when you,
volume.
Is it when you start talking, it kind of gets long-winded?
Reduced blood volume
Do you have POTS?
When you stand up.
Reduces blood flow when you stand up?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound fun.
So
as far as things labeled syndrome go, I thought it was going to be way worse. I'll just
Postural
say that.
Postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome.
I was very nervous.
That sounds way scarier than what than how you described it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's not great.
Yeah. This syndrome is usually triggered when a person stands up after lying down.
Which I'm sure she does every day. So that's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
Yeah, have you tried sleeping standing up? the syndrome cured.
I don't even
know. Just never sit down ever.
Okay. Well, he said lying down to standing up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Blood flow.
Let's do one more. Thank you for being such a big fan. No, that means a lot.
Oh, why are they starting right
now? Okay.
Do they do videos on Credit Opinions?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Jake. Hey, Trey. My girlfriend and I are going to New Zealand in March.
Okay, hold on. What did he say?
And
girlfriend,
I think they're both just there.
Girlfriend here going to Zealand.
My girlfriend and I are going to New Zealand in March. Jake, I know you've been there. And
I think they were both just there.
Oh, yeah. Trey was there too.
Yeah.
I was too. I lived there in 2020 with my friends who live there. I want them to meet my family. And my sister is a big fan of your podcast. And her husband's right there. And
hi.
I think we want them to come with us on the trip. We are willing to take on most of the cost of them coming on the trip with us. Including their one-year-old child.
Wow.
It's perfect.
And they're basically saying, like, it's not worth the money for them to go to New Zealand. And I'm saying, if not now, they're never going to go.
Wow.
And what are these experiences? What is money for if not experiences with your family and
crypto,
beautiful memories? You guys have been there. Wouldn't you agree? That's all I'm saying.
Also, Katie, is it impossible to travel with a one-year-old?
It's not impossible. Literally, everyone does it.
He doesn't even have a passport. I'm stressed about bringing a baby overseas.
We're filling an application form right now. We're fine. Literally,
that guy's a go-getter.
He does need a passport, for sure.
His energy was a little anti-feminist at the beginning, but
he brought it back
but
in.
But he brought it back in,
baby first.
Yeah.
That
is a very
generous offer.
You're getting
a free trip
offer
to New Zealand. That's pretty generous. I mean, that number one, that guy must have no friends. He's begging his own sister to go. You don't have a buddy you can ask?
That's not how that works.
He's a family man.
But
he wants his nephew, niece there, whichever.
So
hope we're
like
not too late. But yeah, tell him, Katie.
You
did
should
it.
Definitely go. We went with he was 9-10 months old. You can do it. It's fine.
And he's like probably way better than yours. So our 9 months probably equal to their 1 year, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he's so advanced.
Because ours is like the last one.
But no, you should definitely go. He's right. If you're going to have more kids or not, it's probably going to be easier to go with one. And it was very fun. And just bring a carrier so that you could go on hikes and stuff. You should do it. You should not turn that down.
Heard it here first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know
the guy at the beginning, though, does he not, you don't know what was going on.
What, they do videos on Credit Opinions? What's up, Jake and Trey? You guys were just in Australia.
Were they both there? Oh, sick. Katie? Sounds like the people that might go, they're real recties, okay? So, tell you what, I'll pay for all of it. No, I can't take that back. I was just joking. But if you go, I'll tell you what I literally will do.
What will you do?
You guys let me know if you're actually going, and I made the mistake of taking back some foreign money. I'll mail you that money.
Yeah. Wow.
I'll do it.
I think I have New Zealand money too.
I got probably what I think I have 50 New Zealand bucks for you coming your way.
You can buy a dinner or lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my offer to you.
Sandwich.
You let me know. It's coming your way.
A sandwich.
So now what do you say? You got a free flight and a free lunch in New Zealand?
Gotta go.
I mean,
gotta
yeah, you go. Have to go. Yeah.
Passport on the way.
Great. I want to mention too, the Correct Opinions merch. Put it on sale. We have a few pieces left. It's just like, hey, happy New Year.
Cool.
A little late. So go get it.
Cool.
Appreciate you guys. We're enjoying the month off, but we're back in March. Norfolk, Virginia, Reading, Pennsylvania, Philly, we're coming back. And then on throughout, we got some shows in Nebraska, Kansas.
Topeka.
Virginia's.
Oh.
Yeah, let's go. So get tickets, get your merch, and thanks for all the love week to week. Talk to you next week. Katie, send him off with what do you want to say?
This episode was ASL.
Oh, that's the new, that's your new punchline? That's her new catchphrase.
Oh, peace. Wow. Correct opinion.